This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, January 4th. While it's been quite a volatile year for the cattle space, we ended it on a fairly quiet note, but boy, you know, the early part of the year just had so much volatility as the COVID rampaged across the United States and shut down markets and cleared out grocery stores, and demand for beef just skyrocketed initially, and packing plants couldn't keep up and had to shut down. It just disrupted the flow of beef and cattle for months. And it pushed a lot of calves back onto grass through the summer. And we saw some big placements late summer. And then early fall, we had a huge drop in placements. So there's quite a bit of head scratching trying to figure out just where we're at. But it appears through this first quarter, we should be past all the disruptive marketings and placement patterns. And then we get back into the rhythm of the normal patterns. So as we work our way through the first quarter, we expect most of the pressure and big slaughter rates to be in February. And that's when your biggest beef demand would, or a supply would likely be. As you get into the second quarter, however, you'll see the effects of the big drop in placements in October and November. And that alone would be supportive to the cattle space. But at the same time, normally you see demand really start to ramp up too in March and April as you prepare for the grilling season. So there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic for the live cattle as we head into the second quarter. So pullbacks through the first quarter, I think, would be opportunities to get positioned on the long side through the second quarter. Now that said, obviously feed grain prices are skyrocketing because of dryness in South America and Argentina cutting off corn exports. So feeder cattle really struggling here, even with the live cattle stabilizing and cash markets holding together quite well into the end of the year. Feeder cattle is certainly starting to show some signs of buckling. And that's largely because corn prices and feed grain prices in general just skyrocketing. Now the cash trade last week was around 111 on the Fed trade, which would be steady to up a couple from the previous week. Dress trade around 175 would be up 3 to 4 from the previous week as well. The box beef, we saw the choice down 58 cents at 210. Select was down 421 at 196. The spread was down up 363 at 1430. Movement 144 loads. So a couple days in a row where the choice box beef has had quite a bit of activity. Earlier in the week it was up $4, and then we closed out the year down $4. So it's basically just offsetting itself. Slaughter rates last week were 451,000 head. That was compared to 418 the week prior and 344 the year prior. And obviously the holidays always have very different numbers because of just where the holidays fall in the week. The feeder cattle index was up 6 cents or 138.77, and that's where we've been for several months now. Pretty stable as far as cash prices and feeders go, but again, with the future starting to show some signs of buckling, I would expect the cash markets will likely follow that as well. So it really comes back down to what's our demand situation, what's our economy looking like. The stock market looks like it's under some pressure today after starting out the new year on a strong note and putting in a new high, a new all-time high. And as of about mid-session, we are significantly lower, down 500 points. So we're getting a pretty big outside day lower in the stock market. That's propping up the dollar, which had been under pressure again, but that's starting to come off its lows as well, as I think you're going to see a flight to safety if the stock market starts to buckle. So that'll slow down exports, probably slow down the corn market too, which would be helpful for feeders. But I think the bottom line is you're going to have to show some strength in live cattle and some resilience here in the stock market, or else the live cattle start to buckle and then you just don't have much hope for the feeder cattle, because fundamentally feed grain prices are pretty justified where they are. It doesn't look like weather's going to improve in the short term in South America, and that makes us look like corn will hold its gains. You're probably going to see a fair amount of farmers selling, and that might pressure the market for maybe as long as a week, but I think ultimately you're still moving higher, and that's going to continue to keep pressure on feeders So if you can't get the live cattle to get some traction, that just is a double whammy against the feeders. So I do look for more pressure on feeders. Live's probably going to come under some pressure. We got up to some major resistance points, and we stayed there for a while, but really had trouble moving notably above them. So if the market looks like it's going to, you know, fall apart here, or even just start to buckle, I think you're going to get more momentum to the downside. You're going to see a lot of profit taking and probably some hedging done as this market goes into a longer term correction, probably through the next couple months. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.